welcome to another edition of Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, and I've got a great program lined up for you that I'm sure you're going to enjoy. All sorts of different approaches to bluegrass music, but there's a classic approach as well, taken by the Bluegrass Album Band in 1981 when they started re-recording some of the great songs of classic bluegrass music, and we're going to kick it right off with the Bluegrass Album Band playing Molly and Ten Brooks. Here it comes. Song known as the Racehorse Song, or Molly and Ten Brooks. It's a real old-time song. We've had Laurie Lewis doing her version of it, which is going back to the original story, but it's just a great story, and didn't those guys play it well? Great voice from Tony Rice there on the lead vocals and the guitar break too. By the time you hear this, it'll be December, and December means we're getting close to Christmas. I don't know if you're looking forward to Christmas this year. Hope you are. But all sorts of things planned, probably. And for many of us, it's finally time to get together with some relatives, because there's been separations necessary due to COVID regulations and things like that. But anyway, we play Christmas songs, which, you know, it's... If you've heard the last couple of shows, I've played Christmas songs, but this time it's from the Skaggs family, from the album Skaggs Family Christmas. And here's a classic bluegrass song written by fiddle player Tex Logan, but Ricky Skaggs and his band doing Christmas Times Are Coming, just as a warning for you all.
Christmas times are coming, Christmas times are coming, and I know I'm going home.
snowflakes are falling, mountain calls are calling, tall pines are humming, Christmas time's coming. Can't you hear them bells ringing, bringing joy? You ought to hear them singing. When it's snowing, I'll be going back to my country home. Christmas time's coming, Christmas time's coming, Christmas time's coming, and I know I'm going. You hear them bells ringing, bringing joy. You ought to hear them singing. When it's snowing, I'll be going back to my country home. Christmas time's coming, Christmas time's coming, Christmas time's coming, and I know I'm going home. Singing. When it's snowing, I'll be going back to my country home. Christmas time's coming, Christmas time's coming, Christmas time's coming, and I know I'm going home. Christmas time's coming, Christmas time's coming, Christmas time's coming, and I know I'm going home.
Isn't that a good song? Written by Tex Logan many, many years ago. I remember first time I met Tex Logan was 1971 at Bean Blossom, Indiana, and he was standing there playing his fiddle, and I was standing right beside him and watching really closely and being absolutely amazed that I was even there. And I forget who else was jamming with him, but it was just a wonderful place for a young boy from New Zealand to be, I tell you. He didn't do that song, though. We're going to hear a couple of tracks from an album by the Poor Ramblin' Boys. The album's called Toil, Tears and Trouble. I've selected a couple of tracks that we're going to hear. Ice Covered Birches is the first one. And then the second one is Old, New, Borrowed and Blue. And the Poor Ramblin' Boys look like a really interesting band. They all got fancy outfits. From a mandolin player's got a pink suit. A banjo player's got a red suit. The bass player's got a blue, light blue suit. And a guitar player's got a black suit, a black and white suit. And they've also got Laura Orshaw playing fiddle, Jeremy Brown does the vocals and banjo, CJ Lewandowski does the vocals and mandolin, Jasper Lorentzen does the bass, Josh Wrinkle vocals and guitar, and they look like a good fun band. I'd really enjoy seeing them play, I'm sure. Here they are doing Ice Covered Birches, then Old, New, Borrowed and Blue, the Poor Ramblin' Boys.
Shimmer and glimmer and shine, but the branches are broken and their heads are bowed low, like the sad tender heart of that darling of mine, like the heart of that darling of mine. In a far northern cabin, as dawn was just breaking, from my sleep I was shaken by the touch of her hand. She knows that I'm a-leaving, and she's not her grieving. Her heart beats, believing I'll return if I can. Ice-covered birches on a cold winter morn, on the hillside they shimmer and glimmer and shine, but the branches are broken and their heads are bowed low,
Texas, and there's men fit for counting every muskeg and mountain. Their wilderness they tame, but a man can lie broken with fury unspoken, human strength just a token, and the girl waits in vain.
Ice covered birches on the cold winter morn, on the hillside they shimmer and glimmer and shine, but the branches are broken and their heads are bowed low, like a sad tender heart of that darling of mine, like the heart of that darling of mine.
The Paul Ramlin boys, and they play some real 1950s, 1960s style bluegrass, they wouldn't be out of place in southwestern Ohio, where the book Industrial Strength Bluegrass was written about. The poor Ramblin' Boys would be right at home there, I tell you. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm Paul Trenwith, and playing you some of the music that I love to play. We're hosted by Shearer's Music Works, big music store in Hamilton, New Zealand, where this program comes from. And if you go in and see the folks at Shearer's, they'll help you out with anything that you need to play music. They sell wonderful range of instruments, from Martins to entry-level guitars. They've got Deering banjos and also economical banjos, thousands of ukuleles, violins, keyboards, drums, strings, picks, capos, guitar stands, and a big library of books on how to play and music for you to play. So go and see the folks from Shearer's. They're all musicians there, and they know the sorts of things that you need, and I'm real pleased to have them as sponsors for Back Porch Bluegrass. We got to hear from Bill Clifton now. Bill Clifton was definitely one of my heroes in my early bluegrass music appreciation. I had a couple of albums of his on the Starday label, and he came out to New Zealand for the 1970 National Banjo Pickers Convention. He'd been working in England and in Europe just before that, and he'd also been in the Philippines working for the Peace Corps. And even at that stage, I had no idea how involved Bill had been in the early days of bluegrass music, and he was right up there. He was one of the first people to put together an album of songs in the early 1960s, I think it was. He also ran one of the first concerts that featured a whole bunch of different bluegrass bands, and that was also in the early 1960s. So as a promoter and as a musician, Bill was leading the way. And when he returned to the USA, I've visited him several times at different places that he's lived, and really enjoy talking to him and Tinica, and that's his wife, and they do some great music. And I have an album called Mountain Laurel, Bill Clifton and the Pick of the Crop. That's what he called his band. And they were really Tom Gray on bass, Jimmy Goudreau on mandolin or guitar, and Art Stamper on fiddle. And I've selected one of the classic songs. When Bill came to New Zealand, he bought a lovely Martin guitar and a auto harp made by Tom Morgan. And he's playing his auto harp on this song. It's one called Where the Willow Gently Sways. And it was a tune that Bill put to a poem written by Ella Barrett. And it's just a lovely tune. I used to do the song a little bit myself. Love the way he plays it on his auto harp. Here's Where the Willow Gently Sways.
There's a valley in Virginia where the Shenandoah flows, winding through the meadows where the mountain laurel grows. Here I wandered as a lad in my gay childhood days, fishing from the mountain streams where the willow gently sways. Where the willow gently sways, by the banks of the Shenandoah, there's a touch of heaven beside the peaceful shore. And that's where I'll be going, just to spend my final days, where the Shenandoah flows, where the willow gently sways. In the land of the Blue Ridge, neath the heavenly sky, mountains raise their banners to the seasons passing by, while I rested in the shade of an old willow tree, dreaming through the lazy days with no troubles bothering me. Where the willow gently sways by the banks of the Shenandoah, there's a touch of heaven beside the peaceful shore. And that's where I'll be going, just to spend my final days, where the Shenandoah flows and the willow gently sways. Where the willow gently sways by the banks of the Shenandoah, there's a touch of heaven beside the peaceful shore. And that's where I'll be going, just to spend my final days, where the Shenandoah flows, where the willow gently sways.
Bill Clifton and Jimmy Goodrow singing some harmony there. Lovely song. Nice to hear Orderhart played like that. A few months ago it was, I interviewed Jeremy Stevens. Many of you might recall that interview. I really enjoyed talking to him. He's a very talented picker on mandolin, banjo or guitar, and great singer and harmonizer. Does everything right and a lovely person to talk to. And his album, How I Hear It, really features some of his top level skills. He does some instrumentals on this, very much a Don Reno fan. And this is a tune that Don Reno used to do. It's called The Bells of St. Mary's. Jeremy Stevens is playing banjo. Hunter Berry is playing fiddle. David Greer is playing guitar. And Mike Bubb is on bass. Here's Jeremy Stevens and The Bells of St. Mary's. Well, he's really exercising that banjo, isn't he? Lovely harmonics there at the finish. Lovely chord work. He's a fine player. And I hope you enjoyed that. Back Porch Bluegrass, that's what you're listening to. Paul Trenwith, that's me, playing CDs from my shelves at home. I've got a couple of walls with shelves on them and full of CDs. And when I go to prepare one of these shows, I look at them and I often have an idea in my head, and we'll start with that and then see what comes, really. Occasionally I'll have a serious theme that I try and follow through, but really on each show I just like to try and play a range of bluegrass, hopefully something you've never heard before. Not always. I play the odd tune that's familiar to you. Bluegrass music's just got so much happening in it, I really enjoy it all. I have in front of me an album from 2016, Larry Stevenson Band, and the album's called Weep Little Willow. Larry Stevenson's a mandolin player, tenor voice, just he's like a Bobby Osborne, really beautiful voice, and he's got a great band. Kenny Ingram, he worked with Lester Flatt in the early days. He worked a lot with Rhonda Vincent. He's doing harmony vocals and playing banjo. Kevin Richardson, lead and harmony vocals and playing guitar. Matt Wright, lead and harmony vocals, playing upright bass. And they've got Aubrey Haney fitting in on some fiddle there. And they do a great job on lots of these songs. We're going to hear a song now called Sweet Little Darling, Don't You Cry, from the Weep Little Willow album, Larry Stevenson Band.
Sweet little darling, don't you cry. Let me dry those tears from your eyes. Tell the blues to say goodbye. Sweet little darling, don't you cry.
Pick up the pieces and move along. Get next to me, I won't treat you wrong. I'll hold you close where you belong. Little darling, let the hurt be gone.
Sweet little darling, don't you cry. Let me dry those tears from your eyes and tell the blues to say goodbye. Sweet little darling, don't you cry.
By the hand, forget the one who wouldn't understand that a woman's love can make a man. I know, little darling, you're the one who can.
Sweet little darling, don't you cry. Let me dry those tears from your eyes and tell the blues to say goodbye. Sweet little darling, don't you cry.
Sweet little darling, let me see you smile.
Sweet little darling, don't you cry. Let me dry those tears from your eyes and tell the blues to say goodbye. Sweet little darling, don't you cry. And tell the blues to say goodbye. Sweet little darling, don't you cry.
And here's the Bluegrass Album Band again with another classic, On My Way Back to the Old Home.
In the evening when everything was still, I used to sit at
listen to the pop sounds with my dad in the old Kentucky hills. I'm on the way back to the old home, the cold wind's rolling up the hill. But there's some light in the window that shines on the road where I live. Childhood days are over, I've had to leave my home. Mother and dad called to heaven, I'm left in this world all alone. I'm on my way back to your home, the road winds on up the hill. But there's a light in the window that shines on the road where I live. In my memory, I'm on my way back to the old home, the light in the wind of my lonely sea. I'm on my way back to the old home, the cold winds hold up the hill. But there's a light in the window that shines on the road where I live.
Those guys in the Bluegrass Album Band just nailed it, didn't they? Wonderful to have their recordings available for us all. We're going to hear from the Foggy Hogtown Boys now. I've got another album with them working with Ivan Rosenberg on Dobro, but the Foggy Hogtown Boys are a unit themselves, and they look like a real bunch of hangmen, actually. The album's called Scotch and Sofa, which is a bit of a takeoff on the title of an old Kingston Trio song called Scotch and Soda. And they're all sitting around there in probably outfits and looking like they're having a scotch, and definitely in party mode. Andrew Collins plays the mandolins and fiddles sometimes. Chris Cool, guitar or clawhammer banjo, and he does vocals. Everyone does vocals. John Showman on fiddle and vocals, Chris Quinn on banjo, mandolin, guitar, and Max Heineman on bass and some vocals. And they look like they have a good time, and the music that they play sounds like they have a good time as well. And I hope you're going to enjoy this track I've chosen for you, Always Been a Rambler, the Foggy Hogtown Boys.
My heart was the one I left behind. public square. The mail is just a ribbon, and the postboy met me there. He handed me a letter which gave me to understand. Oh, the object of my heart had married another man. I read a few lines further to see if it was true. My heart was filled with trouble, I didn't know what to do. My heart was filled with trouble, trouble on my mind. I'm gonna drink and gamble for the one I left behind. I've always been a rambler, my fortune's been quite hard. My mind was bent on rambling, so I left for Tennessee.
The Foggy Hogtown Boys, if we've got time, we might hear from them a little bit later on. Hello to all the people listening on the access radio stations throughout New Zealand. This program starts at Free FM 89.0 in Hamilton, and it's played on other access radio stations throughout New Zealand at different times of the day and different days of the week. And I hope you're all enjoying it and getting geared up for Christmas throughout New Zealand. Access radio stations in Canada as well. Delighted to have you listening in to me. The people in the USA who listen on Bluegrass Planet Radio, thanks very much for tuning in to a Bluegrass show from right at the bottom of the Pacific Ocean. That sounds wrong, doesn't it? At the southern end of the Pacific Ocean. And I've been playing this music and enjoying the music since the mid-1960s, and got so many CDs, I just love to share them with you, so I hope you're enjoying that too. Lots of people tuning in on podcasts, all the different ways you can do that: Spotify, Free FM, iHeartRadio, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Podbean. It's great to know that you can get the show almost any way you like. And for those that are interested in the running sheet, I'm putting that up on a Facebook page, which we established for this purpose. I got my oldest son to help me do this. And the Facebook page is called Back Porch Bluegrass New Zealand. And if you put that into your search, it'll come up with the page, and Jeremy puts the running list of the most recent show up there that you can find it, just in case you want to follow up on some of the songs that I've been playing. What else should I say? Oh, well, let's hear from Larry Stevenson again. Interesting title to this song, Nail My Shoes to the Floor. Larry Stevenson Band.
Shoes to the floor, glue my coat to the door, take my hat and throw it far, far away. Hide the keys to my car, and if I ask you where they are, don't say a word, just nail my shoes to the floor.
I've spent the better part of my life walking in and out of yours. I've been a restless, reckless runaround. Now something let me leave but one more time, so before my feet start walking, time down.
Nail my shoes to the floor, glue my coat to the door, take my hat and throw it far, far away. Hide the keys to my car, and if I ask you where they are, don't say a word, just nail my shoes to the floor.
So inclined to roam. That's why I'm begging you to put your arms around my heart and don't let me go anywhere but home.
shoes to the floor, glue my coat to the door, take my hat and throw it far, far away. Hide the keys to my car, and if I ask you where they are, don't say a word, just nail my shoes to the floor. Hide the keys to my car, and if I ask you where they are, don't say a word, just nail my shoes to the floor.
Thanks, Larry. Let's hear from Bill Clifton again in Pick of the Crop. This is a Carter family song. Bill was great mates with A.P. Carter, and for a while he lived right down by where the Carter Fold is these days, and Bill took us to go and see Joe and Janet Carter, and it was exciting meeting descendants from the Carter family. Bill loved the Carter family music, and A.P. Carter wrote the song, put the song together from an old Civil War ballad. It's a lovely song called There's Somebody Waiting for Me. Bill Clifton and Pick of the Crop.
All the people of today, they are going far away, to the mountains, the lakes, or the sea. There's a little spot out west I always loved the best, and there's someone waiting for me. She'll be happy,
she'll be happy,
she'll be free,
she'll be free,
when she wanders,
when she wanders
along with me. It'll be getting quite late when I meet her at the gate, and there's someone waiting for me. Birds in all the trees, and they sing among the breeze, but there's none so happy as me. I am going out west, and there I'll do my best to build a little home for you and me. She'll be happy,
she'll be happy,
she'll be free,
she'll be free,
when she wanders along with me. It'll be getting quite late when I meet her at the gate, and there's someone waiting for me. Birds that fly above, singing their songs of love, o'er the meadows, the valley so deep. Their voices so sweet that they sing me to sleep, for I know my darling will not weep. She'll be happy,
she'll be happy,
she'll be free,
she'll be free,
when she wanders alone with me. It'll be getting quite late when I meet her at the gate, and there's someone waiting for me.
There'll be somebody waiting for me. Oh, real sort of traditional song. I'm not quite sure how you describe A.P. Carter's songs. Just about all of them were based on another song, and he put his distinctive stamp on them, and they've become known as Carter family songs. Interesting approach to the music. Time for a gospel song, and here's one from an album put together late 1950s, mountain music bluegrass style, put together by Mike Seeger, and it was recording bands around Baltimore. And he's got all sorts of people on here. Tex Logan, he's got Don Stover, Bea Lilly and Chubby Anthony, Earl Taylor's on here, and Smiley Hobbs, and Mike Seeger gets to play as well. We're going to hear Bob Baker and the Pike County Boys doing a song called Drifting Too Far From the Shore. And I think Mike Seeger played banjo and sang tenor harmony for Bob Pike. I'm not entirely sure. It's hard to find information about who was actually playing in the band. But Bob Baker was an influential musician around the place. Never played music full-time as far as I know, but just was a great performer. Here he is doing the gospel song, Drifting Too Far From the Shore. Simple take on a great gospel song, Bob Baker that was, with the Pike County Boys. Well, if you live in the Waikato, which is what I do, this is a great theme song. It's first heard it, the Oswald Brothers doing it. Wonderful song called Listening to the Rain, and this is by Pam Finlay and the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band. And it goes like this.
I'm looking out the window at the night, the rain is driving me crazy. It's just as cold inside, all the warmth is gone without my baby. In my mind something stirs and my lips start calling out your name. While I'm sitting here wondering where you are and listening to the rain. Compare with the beating that I'm taking. The window's gonna hold. Look at me, I'm already
listening to the rain.
In the arms and in the heart of some new love. I've tried to black it out, but all my mind can see is her and you, love. Knowing that it might be true, that's the thing that's causing all the pain. While I'm sitting here wondering where you are and listening to the rain. Listening to the rain.
Oh, it's still a good fun song. We play it in our concerts when we get to do concerts these days. Doesn't happen often, does it? Not many gigs for most musicians. The Morrinsville Country Music Club is having an afternoon concert on Saturday the 11th of December at the Rotary Club Citizens Hall in Morrinsville, usual place. Starts at 2 p.m. I think, or 3 p.m. and it'll be a walk-up concert, and we're looking forward to doing that. That'll be the first one for several months. But there's not much on. Keep it listening out for Kiwi Grass, second weekend of February, and that's going to be at Pyrrhal Racecourse. Great venue for a festival. Thanks very much for listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. Time to go. Here's a little bit of the Foggy Hogtown Boys and the Crying Heart Blues. See you all again next week. Bye.
Choose another love, but it's no use. Crying heart blues, there's nothing left for me to hide. I'll always remember I've loved you. My teardrops won't let me forget.